Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you ever take down a little list for yourself? Like, you know, when it comes into your brain and you're like, right, I need to go to Boots and get this, that and the other. I need to go to Penny's and get this, that and the other. Mm-hmm. Except you'll be like, I need to make a list. And then you'll just go about your day again. You won't think about it.
No, I make the list and then I never look at the lists.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. Go get her, girl. Okay, girl boss.
I'm one of them. I have a load of lists that I don't. We must do another Patreon episode.
On lists.
Yeah, on lists.
Yeah.
Remix.
Come on, mic was on. I was vibing. I was thriving.
Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And my name is Carla.
And we were very professional this episode, aren't we?
We are both been.
We're kind of CEOs.
We're kind of CEOs, guys. Oh, sorry, you're going to have to rebrand. Look, we had a guest today and it was great because he was a previous social star of the week.
On Patreon.
So on Patreon, we... good segue. Yeah. We do a social star of the week where we go through people that we've been loving on the internet. And this guy was one of my first ones I picked.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even the first social star of the week. And his name is Hogan Davidson. We just had a fantastic interview with him. So what he is he's a TikToker, kind of went viral for his tattoos that fuck versus tattoos that suck.
Kind of like your hair, a bit shit.
Kind of like my...
That's exactly...
I actually didn't even make that connection.
Yeah. No, it's the equivalent.
I'm texting him right now.
Yeah. So we had Hogan on and he's lovely. He's from... Where did he say?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. He doesn't really sound...
When he did his mom's family, yeah. I was like, wow, you were so southern. You were southern belle.
Yeah. No, but he's lovely and he's like, we learned a lot. We learned a lot in the episode.
We learned a lot. I think I just love him. I think he's a lovely demeanor. He's a nice guy. He's funny. If you're into tattoos, this episode is for you. If you're not into tattoos, we do describe them well. I think it was a good Visual audio.
Although we do mention in the interview that we are going to be uploading the pictures. So Carla put out a call and said, send us your tattoos if you don't mind us ripping them apart in case we don't like them. So obviously you need to see them. So we will be uploading each tattoo that we're talking about onto the Instagram around the time this is going to be uploaded so that you will have a visual reference.
Yes, for sure.
So let's get into it.
Cool. So today I'm very excited to finally have gotten somebody that I did threaten to get onto the podcast and he actually agreed. So today we have Hogan Davidson with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Oh yeah, so good.
So good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Dude, it's an absolute pleasure. I've only guested on like one other show.
Oh.
And it's just a blast. And I enjoy doing like my personal podcast. So of course I'm going to do it.
So plug that. What's your podcast?
So it is the Streetcast Podcast.
Okay.
Getting it onto Spotify and everything is a bitch and a half that I'm frankly far too lazy to figure out.
Yeah.
We can
help you. So it's just on YouTube and it kind of sucks, but you know what? We have a good time. Lots of dick jokes.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, sure. And who's that with? Do you have a co-host? Yeah.
Yes. So it's me and my homie Trexton.
Cool.
We used to have a friend named Dylan who did it with us, but he has a wife. So, you know, making dick jokes multiple times a week isn't necessarily priority.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's so cool. So cool, you guys. I love all your names. Yeah, like, thank you. It's like Jen and Carla. You know? He was like, oh yeah, we got tricks, Dylan. We got the guys.
Yeah. Well, Dylan's kind of...
Well, that's... Yeah. Well, Dylan's very like new age for us over here. Dylan, I feel like, had its, like, that was like, a, that was like a 0-0.
It depends. It spells two ways, too. Is it with a Y or an I?
Oh.
I feel like
he does it with a Y.
I feel like Dylan's trendy. Quite vanilla. Compared to Hogan. Really? Yeah.
I can't, like...
He's the most vanilla of the crew, so that's pretty fitting.
You're literally like, see, knew it.
See, you knew it. Yeah, that's so cool. So obviously you're a big tattoo guy, but I'm not entirely sure yet. But you came to your internet viral sensationness with your Tattoos That Fuck versus Tattoos That Suck miniseries.
Unfortunately, yes.
So like, what happened there? What inspired that? What, tell us all.
So my first like bigger video was female manipulator music. Okay. So just taking like, oh, girls who listen to Lil Peep wear cat ears, like just random stuff like that. And then that bled into male manipulator tattoos, which then led into just, hey, here's tats that fuck versus tats that suck. And then that got a million views. And then I had an inbox with like 3,000 tattoos.
Yeah, because that was another thing. You were like, send me your tattoos. I was like, I don't think he gets what he's asking people to do.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. DMs, I expected maybe like 50 tattoos. And then I got 50 like, in the first hour.
Yeah. You're like, oh, might be able to get two more things out of this. Two more TikTok videos.
Right. And then it crashed my Instagram DMs. Like, I couldn't use my DMs because I had so many requests.
Yeah.
And so I had to move it to a Gmail account. That filled up within the week. I had like 3,000 emails. People are sending like 7, 8, 9, 10 tattoos at a time. So I'm sitting on, still to this day, thousands of tattoos.
Really? So you've got content banked for quite some time.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't make tattoo videos for TikTok anymore because they get me banned.
Really? So,
so my main account's been banned permanently 4 times and I've managed to get it back each time. But like every time I make a video like, oh, here's rating tattoos, here's roasting tattoos, I get banned because people really don't like it when I do that.
What do you mean? Like, so is do you know who reports it? Is it the people that are asking you to rate them?
And so what it is, I made a video a while back where I just trashed like Medusa tattoos and that made it to Twitter, and Twitter really did not take kindly to my brand of humor.
They never did.
No. And so they came for me pretty hard. My, my page was getting like spam reported. I was getting like death threats. Like it got really out of hand. And so I was getting like thousands of comments a day telling me how awful I was for trashing Medusa tattoos. And then my account got permanently banned. I got it back. I got permanently banned again. I privated the videos, but made more tattoo videos. And every single time I made a tattoo video, I would get either post banned or permanently banned.
Wow. Like,
what's the fucking point in TikTok sometimes?
Yeah. No fucking clue. I'm actually post banned from my main account as we speak.
Oh, God.
Because I was looking for you.
So can we write this down so that when he's not banned anymore, you can follow
him? Right. So you should still be able to find my main account, the Milkweed69 account.
Yeah.
But I can't post until Thursday. Right. Because I made a video that said the word sex. And apparently that's the same as nudity.
Yeah, yeah. So. Segs.
Segs, S-E-G-G-S, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so just for the future. Cute. You know?
I know, right? I've done that before, but I was like, normally you can say it, but you can't type it.
Yeah.
And so I was making fun of like the male feminist types that are like, yeah, I just want women to have like free sexuality, but like specifically with me.
Yeah.
And I guess TikTok didn't like that. So they took it down.
They were like, we're not there with misogyny yet. Okay. Need you to stop that. Okay.
The people in charge of TikTok that are responsible for getting your account back up and running, they obviously look at the content and realize, oh, okay, it's just quote unquote haters that are after doing this, so let's get it back up. And they realize that it's not, you're not actually doing anything wrong, but that's a pain in the hole for you. No,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like every time that you do something, you're like, oh, gonna get banned again, live my dream, love this.
Which, that being said, I do have a backup account that is like doing okay these days. It's not like obviously at the same level, but it's been growing pretty steady when I post regularly.
When did you get into it? So when did you start your series, I suppose?
I mean, I've been posting on TikTok since like 2019. Like, wow. I want to say like January 2019.
Oh, so you were in before the pandemic.
Very much so. Very much so. And I was kind of like sporadically posted through 2019, but it wasn't until the end of 2020 when things like actually picked up.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool. So you started off, obviously you had, you've kind of done series and stuff like that. So when did you get your first tattoo? When did this tattoo...
I got the notorious Batman tattoo my 18th birthday. I called my dad the day before and was like, hey, I'm getting a tattoo tomorrow. And he was like, okay, do you want me to pay for it? That'll be your birthday present.
Nice.
Did he know that this would get me death threats. So, yeah, people really didn't like the Batman tattoo, especially in the context of me making fun of other people's tattoos.
Right.
And so...
Irony is lost on a lot of people. So just to explain to our listeners, Hogan has a Batman tattoo on his bicep.
I do have a Batman tattoo.
It's the actual logo that you see in the sky. Has that got yellow in it as well? It's not just black?
Yes, it does. Yes. Okay. It has the nice. Full yellow. Actually, better. The idea I was going to do was going to be black with like a galaxy in the background, which is just awful. But at the age of 17, I thought that was just groundbreaking.
Let's
just for our listeners as well. Hogan's very Caucasian,
very
so white,
very
super white. He's as Caucasian as me. So
and my accent is Irish. Very South Carolinian.
You're pretty. So you so that was kind of your first tattoo, and then did you go like hell for leather? You just got straight into it, like full.
For the most part. So I took it easy for about the first year and a half in terms of, because I didn't have a lot of money, you know, I just kind of got them here and there when I could afford them. And then I got like a real job and started like moved out of my parents' house. There was no pressure from them. I moved out when I was like 19. And so I just immediately was like, oh, I'm just going to fill up my fucking arm. Why not?
Nobody to look at you. No one to
pretty
judge
much.
You. Yeah, for sure.
And then I've got like my chest done. I've got a bunch of my legs. So I'm not as covered as some people, but I'm getting there.
You're still though what you like, I suppose an old school, like somebody like my mother, if she was to see you walking down the street, she'd call you a coloring book.
Yeah.
Do you know what coloring book is?
Oh my God, dude. Okay. I hooked up with a girl one time who said my thighs looked like a sticker book.
That would be just a very Irish reaction to you. Because he looks like a coloring book.
That lad has so many tattoos now. He wouldn't know what to be doing with them.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how I know that my like area is heavily Irish descendant, because that's exactly what is said.
Oh,
like,
really?
In South Carolina.
Wow. It's nice. Pretty cool in South Carolina is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
So you've been in a lot of tattoo studios, been around a lot of tattoo artists, you've seen a lot of tattoos over the years. Gonna just say that.
Too many, far too many.
Far too many. So I suppose it was kind of more of a natural progression for you to start that TikTok series and kind of get it going.
Pretty much.
But there is pretty somebody much. Who also guest stars that we haven't talked about yet. And that's your cat.
Yes. Sneaky's around here somewhere. I actually don't know where he is. He was literally poking around on the keyboard as I was getting all of this set up.
Oh, I'm raging that he didn't actually show up. So your cat's name is Stinky McGee.
Yes.
Very Irish sore name.
Yeah, you were like, do you know what? He's gonna be a McGee. Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose you introduce him into your videos and you introduce him into your TikTok as kind of like a side piece to you.
Basically, he's my sidekick. I see him more than I see literally any other person.
Okay. That's pretty cool. So I want to get back to, obviously, you were kind of using TikTok and Instagram to kind of get your submissions in and all that other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a little bit about the abuse that you did get. Do you remember anything in particular, like any standout abuse that you've gotten?
There was a girl from... I knew her in high school. We actually hooked up and she was in my comment section, like threatening to dox me.
Oh shit.
So she was like reaching out. If I remember correctly, could be whatever. She was reaching out to like mutual friends, like trying to get my address, trying to figure out where I worked. Cause she was going to like full blown, like dox me because she had seen like my videos and stuff.
Cool.
Wow.
So she was a groupie. Yeah. she wanted to come up.
Yeah.
She for sure wanted to come up. That's what
and then people got very creative with like, I hope you die, you piece of shit. If I ever see you in a person, I'm going to stab you in the face. Like, I'm going to cut that stupid Batman tattoo off of your arm. You know.
Like, this is what I don't get, okay? Like, me and Jen, we get our fair share of online abuse for existing. And What I never really get is the death threat kind of part. Like, I've never gotten a death threat. No, never, ever. Yeah. I don't think it's a very Irish thing. They'll do absolutely everything else. They'll do real sinister shit over here. But in particular, the death threat thing, I think, is specialised for, like, America.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's really weird. As if, like, because I would rather somebody give me death threats than some of the other abuse that I get. Do you know? I'd rather somebody be like, I'm going to actually like cut you up, bitch, rather than be like, your podcast absolutely shit. You don't know what you're talking about. You're the worst.
You don't research.
Yeah.
Yeah, we told you that.
We know that.
Outside of like my tattoo opinions, the most hate I get is on like my like music and shit, because it's not very accessible. It's not for everybody. And so I'll get the occasional comment that's like, yo, this fucking sucks. And I'll pin the comment and like it and make it the top one.
Yeah.
Because people are more likely to listen to it if they think it sucks.
Really? Yeah.
Just for the crack. Yeah. They love to.
It's like clickbait.
Yeah.
If you were to post an article that said like top 10 best songs ever, that's not going to get as many clicks as top 10 worst songs ever.
True. So true. But you know what? There's like a scientific thing around that we are drawn to negativity, and like the human in general.
I did see something about
is
this.
Is drawn to pessimism rather than optimism, because it's just that fight or flight in us. Yeah. And we're just always,
it's like conditioning you.
Yeah, we're always programmed to go with the worst thing just to protect our, it's a way of protecting ourselves, even though like clicking on that isn't protecting ourselves. It goes back to that kind of natural human instinct of protecting yourself.
It's about like taking yourself down.
Yeah, concentrating on the bad shit. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
great for you to keep going with your music then. So I did ask beforehand, and it, like, it's a bit of a tricky one, because obviously this is a podcast. A podcast is an audio experience and not so much of a visual experience. But I did ask, because I think that this is easily Googleable. So if you guys are listening to this, get your phones out, about like the worst tattoo that you've ever seen on like a public figure or a celebrity, and why you hate it so much.
Okay, so this one, it's not like objectively just awful, because I could pull like, oh, like I hate Justin Bieber's tattoos because the placement of his torso is awful.
I think I always think the same about Harry Styles. What the fuck is that?
See, I love Harry Styles tattoos.
No,
I love
shit.
The whole like patchwork bullshit. Like that's what I have, obviously. Yeah. But I think my least favorite celebrity tattoo is actually Cara Delevingne's finger tattoo. Have you seen it?
No, let me get this out right now. I did not expect that. I thought you were going to be like, Machine Gun Kelly's shit.
Okay, dude, that's the thing. I have such a weird standard for what tattoos I like, because Machine Gun Kelly's tattoos, I hate them. I have like a love-hate relationship, because I hate that like black and gray scratchy style, but I love how just committed to the bit he is, that they're just so all over the place and he doesn't care.
Like, I love when somebody has just the fucking worst tattoos and they know,
right?
You know, and you're like, oh, they're just there, that is just, that's the worst. And that's why some of the submissions that we were getting from listeners, I was like they know it's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
This is Cara Delevingne's
snake,
like,
what is it,
bony?
So she has a portrait of a lion on one finger.
Oh, okay. We're looking at the
let
snake
me just
one.
Do finger
lion tattoo,
finger tattoo.
My beef with it is those tattoos don't hold.
No.
And they don't look good over time, but a lot of artists are more than willing to make money off it nonetheless.
Yeah.
And so they will convince people they hold and kindly accept their $600 deposit and then not do touch-ups. And then people are like, oh my God, why did it fade? And then the tattooers will gaslight and be like, oh, well, it faded because of you, not because of me.
Right.
And it that kind of contributed to this whole like micro tattoo fine line trend.
I was about to say the fine line trend. I got so sucked in by that, guys. I thought I was going to have a fucking full body of red ink fine line tattoos.
Why is that?
Me too, frankly. When I was like 16, I was like, yo, these are the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, so sick. Except I was like 25 saying that. So that was kind of, wasn't that long ago. A bit awkward. I was fully going to go to this artist in New York.
Oh,
like, I had this whole thing picked out. I can't even find him now because I unfollowed him the minute that I got over, you know.
I was going to say, who was it?
That manic episode. I unfollowed him quick.
Pictures that would be in the frame to display an IKEA frame. You know, generic kind of artwork.
No, I love it.
That's so good.
That is actually very true, but like, I love it.
Yeah, no, it's minimal. I was going to say it's a style, isn't it?
It is. It's a real tacky style. Well, it's not tacky. Sorry. I actually think fine line tattoos if you get a good one and if you get a good artist and if you're willing to like do the research, which nobody is, and pay the money, which nobody is,
and live with it,
which, you know, you're gonna have to. Like, I think people forget, I'm like, yeah, Kylie Jenner and Kendall Jenner, they did that whole thing and that kind of made it very popular with that group of, like, with that age group, I suppose. And they were the ones with the red ink as well. And I was like, my mind was blown when I thought of this red ink thing. I was like, oh my God, so fucking cool. So cool.
It's, okay, this is it. Is this a myth? Does colour fade more than, like, black ink? Is that a thing with tattoos?
Yeah. Okay. So yes and no. So if you just have a plain red line, it is going to fade differently than just a plain black line.
Right.
And that's because you don't have black around it to give a contrast color.
Okay.
So it's going to look more faded next to your skin because, you know, even though I'm pretty pasty, if I just got a red line across my hand, eventually it would just look like some like slight discoloration.
Mm.
But you compare that to like the red through here, these are all relatively new tattoos, but this red will still stand out longer because it has these other colors to contrast it. Okay. Now, that being said, eventually all of these tattoos, even though they're like American traditional holds like nothing else, these will look like blobby and runny as I get older. So, because that's just how skin works.
Is there anything that you can do? Like, this is the reason why I got off my fine line buzz, because everyone's like, it's going to be fine line for around a year, Carla.
Yeah.
Basically.
Really? There's nothing I can do. Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do for tattoos is take care of your skin. Like moisturizing is the most important thing, second to avoiding sunlight. Now, I imagine as Irish, you don't get much sunlight anyway.
No.
It's like we live
so
in
like
farm.
For me, I live in sunny South Carolina. I just like put on a bunch of sunscreen when I go outside. That being said, I kind of like the look of old blown out tattoos because it's like they're like worn in, they're aged, like they have a charm to them, similar to like a vintage couch, right?
Are you looking at my couches in the background here? Is that what you're getting at? Yeah. Renter couches. No,
this couch is $400 from Amazon. Okay. It's that broke boy couch.
Yeah, you probably, super. Yeah, because I feel like there is those things that just pick up over time. One of the things that kept coming up when people were kind of talking back and forth to us was this trend, the 90s trend of tattoos. Do you remember when like Tweety Bird? Like Tweety Bird had us in a fucking chokehold. Like Tweety Bird, he had power over us like never before. Dolphin tattoos.
Oh, I have a story about a dolphin tattoo.
Tell us.
So my sister, and she was like, so we'd been talking about you coming on to the podcast, but we didn't actually name who you were. And she was like, who's the guest? And I was telling her who you were.
I really fucking teased that,
about.
Didn't I?
Yeah, you really did. And she was like, who's the guest, what you're going to be talking about, whatever. And then she said about her tattoo. So have you ever heard of Take That? There were a boy band from the UK that were in the 90s.
Okay, I know the name. Couldn't tell you a single song.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But I know the name because I have watched one of their music videos because it came up in another video I was watching and I remember being blown away. I love it.
But Take That.
These guys are incredible.
Wow, okay. Right, so my sister was obsessed with Mark Owen, who was a band member, very cute, and he had a dolphin tattoo, so she wanted the same. Now, my sister, she got pregnant at a very young age, and so she had her baby, so she had my nephew Connor at 17, I'm going to say. Yeah, she was 17 when she had him. And then 6 weeks later, went and got this dolphin tattoo on her back. Fuck. Not in the middle. It was kind of, it wasn't a tramp stamp. It was off to the side.
Oh, man.
And it just, it was what it was. And she was like, I'm a mother now. So I'm an adult. I know what I'm doing. And then she went home and my parents like lifted her out of it. And she was like, yeah, but I'm a mother. I was like, Kim, you were still 17.
Like, literally. 17-year-old mother.
A mother doesn't, like, just, it doesn't change your age. And then she got pregnant 10 years later and the skin just didn't do the same thing as it did on the last pregnancy. And now she describes her dolphin as being braille. like the stretch marks have kind of come out a little bit. Like, yeah. So like he's like a braille dolphin. You can read him with your hands.
Oh, fuck.
See, I won't lie. I have a soft spot for like the like weird kind of ugly 90s tattoos. Like I personally, I low-key love tribal tattoos. I know that they're like kind of shat on these days.
I hate it in a very ironic way. Yeah.
But
yeah,
like the 90s dolphins with the swirls, the Tweety Birds, the Tinkerbells. I love that.
Yeah.
And so now that being said, dolphin tattoo right after giving birth, that's a bold move.
That is a bold move.
She was a badass teenager, in fairness to her. And then she had mentioned, because when you were talking about the blown out tattoos, my dad has one of them. He got it when he
was... Does your dad have a tattoo?
My dad has a tattoo. He hates it. But like that, it's because it's over time, it's kind of blown out. It's a really thick line. So it's of a dagger on his forearm, like right here. And like it's a small dagger with a ribbon around it that says his name. So his name is Stephen.
Why do people get their own?
No, no. Okay. No, listen, no, this is not, that's not even the worst part. Oh, yeah. So his name is Stephen, but he spells it S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And the tattoo artist spells Stephen S-T-E-V-E-N. And my dad is such a nice guy that he just...
He didn't correct him.
So he's going around
I
the wrong...
I love that.
Okay. Imagine that's not how I spell my name.
I love when people get their own name tattooed on them. It's so cheesy. It's so self-aggrandizing. But it's just like, especially when it's like an old Irishman with a dagger that says his own name. That's sick, dude. That's so tough.
Yeah, that is kind of... Actually, when you think about it, you're like, do you know what? You did it your way. Look, you did it your way. Yeah.
Now, he hates it. And in fairness, he has really hairy arms now, so he can't really see it anymore. But, like, I'd love to just give it, like, shave it. Give it a good one. Give it its glory, do you know?
Yeah,
what
just
I mean?
Like show have it, like highlight it.
Yeah.
Like get a red ring.
He hates it though. And I'm just like, why? It's not a quick thing getting a tattoo.
No,
like,
it's a long process.
So like he's there doing the V. I mean, what is going through your head?
What did he do when he saw the V going down? Was he just like, yeah, like I'm committed. I'm committed. Like I'm just here I am. I have committed.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. Stinky made a cameo for a brief second.
Oh no, he went crawling along the window. Mr. McGee, if you could come back, please. Mr. McGee, we're just in the middle of a conversation. Thanks a lot.
Come here, bud.
Is there any of your tattoos that you regret?
I don't regret any. Even the ones that are like ugly. My thighs are covered in ugly bullshit me and my friends did. Okay. So even the ones that are ugly or poorly done, I have a soft spot for them because, you know, their stories, whatever. There's some I wouldn't get again. Like if given the choice today, I probably wouldn't get them.
Okay.
But I don't look at any and just go like, oh my God, I want those removed. Mm-hmm. I actually have a similar story to your dad, believe it or not.
Okay.
Because this ghost tattoo on the back of my arm, it was a Friday the 13th tattoo. I got it for $20.
Oh, amazing.
And I handed the guy a drawing. It's supposed to be a ghost, like a girl in a ghost costume with boxing gloves around her neck. Very niche reference, but I handed him a drawing and was like, okay, this is what I want. And he was like, okay, cool. And he handed me back this on the stencil. This looks nothing like the drawing.
No.
Okay.
And so,
do they
yeah,
do that on
nothing
purpose?
Like it.
Do you think they do that on purpose because they're cheap?
Yes. So there was a line for the Friday the 13th, like tats, because there was a guy who was doing them. Mm. And I went, and there were other people in the shop who weren't tattooing at the time. And I was like, I don't necessarily need this guy to do it. I'm cool with any of you guys doing it. He was like, oh, you're cool with that. Okay, bet. and so he drew this up, and I'm looking at it, and I know in my heart of hearts that this is not what I want. But I'm like, you know what? This is your lesson. You're going to eat shit. You're going to have an ugly tattoo, and you're going to use this as your fucking lesson not to get $20 tattoos anymore.
Oh, God.
So you, like, encouraged him. You were like, do you know what? You know you're bad. I know you're bad. But we're just going to rock with this one.
He did two tattoos on me that day.
Fuck, what's the other one?
So the other one is this dagger right here. It's for a band called The Front Bottoms. This is their album cover for Talon of the Hawk. It was like my favorite band through high school, whatever. I don't really listen to them much anymore. This one's more well done because it's hard to mess up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean,
nice.
Look, you paid 20 for one. How much did you pay for the dagger?
For the dagger, I think I paid like 30. What? I spent $60 on tattoos that day. I tipped him.
You were like, you know what? You have 20, bud.
I thought it was
going to
be like, buy one, get one free.
Yeah. I thought they'd do something for you, you know?
A little bog off.
What's the most expensive tattoo that you have?
Probably my chest. So I can flash the camera if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So
Hogan, take off your top.
Whole, like chest, right? The whole deal. That was about 11 or 12 hours total. We did two sessions. That cost me, I got a steal on it. So it only cost me $600.
That's
but
cheap. Yeah.
The guy who I got it from, frankly, charges about double for stuff like that. If I wasn't like homies with him and a frequent at their shop, I definitely would have paid more.
Right. Okay. Well, he gets the revenue off you in other ways, I'd say.
Yes. I post his tattoos a lot, so yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
He gave you a mate rate. It's a mate rate.
Mate's right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do actually have two other celebrities that I want to bring up just before we go on to our next section, because they haunt me in my brain and I'll never forget them. So Karrueche Tran, she got the zips at the back of her legs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I know the tattoo you're talking about.
My God, I'll show you, Jen. You're going to get sick. And I'll never forget it because she didn't really have any like... So I don't have a problem with this, but I do find it interesting. You know, when somebody gets their first... I think we've talked about this before. When somebody gets their first tattoo and they decide to go like for a whole chest piece or like a big fucking thing on their forearm or like a huge... Like something big in a very prominent location.
In a very bony location.
Yeah. But I'm just like, what?
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I admire the commitment, right? Because you really said, this is for me. But I don't understand it at all. And this is, I remember, I mean, I must have been a good bit younger when she debuted this. But two zips up the back of her leg. Just the worst things I've seen in my life. Right. Zip tattoo. Let me just type this in here.
Y'all Google this while...
Yeah, everybody else will be Googling it while I'm Googling too. And I remember when she debuted them and everybody was like, oh no, sorry, it's not two zips, it's one, which I think is actually even worse.
Yeah.
This is God, the worst thing awful. I've seen in my life. Oh, can you... Oh, shoot. I'm going to try and show the camera here.
Yeah, refresh my... Okay, that's so bad that it's like awesome.
Really?
You know what I mean? So bad it's good. So bad it's good. Because it's ugly, the concept is awful.
Yeah.
I can't see it super closely, but I don't imagine the execution's very well done.
That was another thing. I remember being like, that's kind of, like, this was pretty soon after, like, when she debuted it was pretty soon after. I remember being like, well, that's shit.
Yeah, no, it's not good artwork in general. Like, on a piece of paper, it wouldn't be good. Like, never mind a tattoo.
We can forgive Rihanna's stars, I feel.
Okay.
I feel like we can...
Sign of the times.
Yeah, you know, I was like, she kind of did it, and then every Dublin girl out it. Mm-hmm. Every hun in Ireland went and got that tattoo.
Yeah.
And they're like, Do you know? And that was it.
Yeah.
So Karrueche Tran, I hate it. I hate it so much. But again, I do understand, you're like, it is actually so bad that it's good. My next one is Liam Payne from One Direction.
I think I know the exact tattoo you're talking about. I love One Direction. Fun fact.
Oh, really? I love the way that they all just decided, apart from Niall, because he's a good Irish lad, all decided to go and like get full tats, like full fucking flat
they do,
out.
Yeah.
Like, what's your man, the one that everyone fancies, but he's not very good at saying, what's his name?
Louis.
That bloke.
It is what it is.
What the fuck is that?
Louis about? Has it is what it is across his chest.
It's incredible. Like, why? Imagine committing to that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know that it wasn't done ironically. It was done like...
It was a deep reason.
It is what it is, guys. I feel like I say that all the time. So I'm going to get that tattooed on me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Liam Payne's two black bands. You know the two black bands? I'm going to try.
God, I've seen this on loads of people.
It's genuinely the most. Why do people get them?
They're just
I've never gotten the black band tattoos. I've never understood those either.
Would you get them?
I wouldn't. But how they actually started, they started because that's the only way to cover up tribal bands.
Oh, no. Oh. So I'm a liar. It's not the two black bands. It's the tire track. One. It's the tire track.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Who has the two black bands? Someone has the two black bands. This is the worst.
One of my friends has the two black
bands. Is it Zane, maybe, that has the black bands?
This man has no other tattoos other than this runway. Like, he said, do you know what? It's going to be... We're just going to go for it. Like, that's a very old photo. Obviously, he has a lot now. He's got, like, fucking Cheryl's eye tattooed on him and a load of other shit that I'm sure he thinks is deep. But, like, I just particularly, it ain't for me. Like, it's just ain't for me, you know?
I think it depends on your mindset when it comes to tattoos as well. Because you have those people who are really reserved and they're like, oh, no, I'd never get a tattoo unless it meant the world to me. And it needs to be, like, the best artwork and it needs to cost loads of money. And then you have people like... Hogan, who's just like, fuck it. That's, you know, embrace what I mean? It's only a bit of skin. You know what I mean? Like, that's all.
That's actually how I feel about like stick and poke tattoos. Oh, you remember stick and poke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're so bad. Yeah.
There's people like myself and a lot of my friends who have done it in a way of like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to just put a fucking. Like, I have a stick and poke anarchy symbol on my leg because I just was at home one night and bored and decided to do it. Right. But then there are other people that have it because it's like an aesthetic thing or it's like an edgy thing, like art school types.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have it for very different reasons. And I like the ironic, I know it's a shitty tattoo, but I'm gonna do it anyway, over the like super sincere, like, no, it's an aesthetic. You don't get it. Does that make sense?
I mean, I think we prefer that for all tattoos, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, at least you know when your tattoo is shit. Just at least own the fact that your tattoo is shit and it was a moment in time and it was a moment in madness. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of.
You have to. And within saying that, I think we'll get into some of our listener shares. So I do think we have to do a little bit of a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So Jen very kindly pointed out, because when I first put this down, frankly, some of you listeners weren't getting it and you were sending in these tattoos. I said, you know, we're going to rip them apart if they deserve it. We're going to say if they fuck or if they suck. We're also going to rate a few that are virgin tats. And that's just what we're going to do. And I don't feel like everyone got that. So we changed up the narrative. And everybody, I've checked with everybody who has submitted their tattoos. They have said you can say what you want about them. Mm-hmm. They're there to be... ripped apart, essentially. So we're within
So question before we go. Is your audience mostly American or like UK, Ireland?
Ireland. A little bit of UK, a little bit of Australia, a little bit of Dubai.
Yeah. A bit of...
Reason I ask, my humor is more in line with like the British, like more very dry kind of sense of humor. And Americans sometimes don't really get it.
Yeah,
and I know like the more like Irish British mentality is very like, oh yeah,
fuck it. Yeah.
That was a cool accent. No, like it's such a weird one because my boyfriend's from the UK, so we always have this conversation where he's like, British humor is like very dry, and he's like, Irish humor is very self-deprecating. So that's why I think people were like so into just giving us their shit tattoos, because I mean, I think they know us by now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we rip the piss out of them. We rip the piss out of each other all the time. It's just what we do.
Yeah.
So within saying that, if anybody wants to be pre-annoyed, you can click off right now.
No hard feelings. And this is the disclaimer. And we told people this is what was going to be happening. Mm-hmm. So please don't hate us. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just a real quick one. I'm going to upload these as the episode is uploaded. So if you want to know which tattoos we're talking about, I'll have them uploaded and in order on our Instagram so you guys can view along while you're listening, or it's something that you can even go back to. So that's just all of our disclaimer, all our bits and bobs.
The way we're going to do this is, right, Carla has done up very, like, an amazing PowerPoint.
Yeah. Thank you.
She put a lot of work in. Like, she's fucking wrecked after this.
Thank you.
So she put in the pictures and people sent in the blurb, so how the tattoo came about, the story behind it and all that. So what me and Hogan, she's seen this obviously because she's put the PowerPoint together, so this has been spoiled for Carla. But me and Hogan are in for a treat because we're going to see the tattoo. We're going to guess what type of person they were when they got that tattoo, because these were probably gotten years ago, what the meaning behind it was, and then
if they Carla, fuck or if they suck.
If they fuck or if they suck, and then Carla is going to reveal on her phone, so not even on the screen, the reasoning behind it. So this should be fun.
Yeah. So again, I will just say, a lot of it was very late last night when I was doing this. I can't remember exactly what tattoo goes what description. So some things, if you're like, you bitch, it might be I mixed it up. So we're going to go right ahead and start off strong.
Okay.
With this little piece. Right. So what we have here is we have, it's like trees and flowers and like a fairy woman on the inside with some blue shading.
What part of the body is this?
The back.
Okay. What size is it?
Quite large.
It is quite large, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it's shoulder like shoulder blade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking shoulder blade all the way down to the bra strap.
Fuck.
Okay, and half, like a good half of the back. So like left side or right side, I'm not entirely sure, but a good, like you're talking half the back here.
Yeah.
Bra strap up to shoulder. Quite a location.
Mm. And it's blown out a little. Is that blown out?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So the incline.
I would hope that it is.
It's an old tattoo. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hogan, what do you think?
Like,
okay, but before I go, this is a very niche reference. Are you guys horror fans by any chance?
No.
Okay, there's a scene in the original Nightmare on Elm Street where Freddy Krueger is chasing Johnny Depp, and he has these like absurdly long arms that just look like they put like,
oh god,
like,
I saw that.
Like wrapping paper tubes on, like he held them and just is like flapping his arms around.
Yeah,
that's what the arms remind me of in their shape.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Or it looks like she's casting a spell.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's like that bitch is about to do something. Like she's got a plan.
And you, this is a fairy. Is it a fairy or an angel?
I'm going to say fairy because that's like a very fairy four thing.
It is.
It's like butterfly wings.
You fucking hate fairies.
I hate fairies because I just don't think we should disrespect them. I've never heard a good story about fairies or fairy fourth. So it's just like a thing for me. I also think we should just get this in here. It is a Patreon exclusive for anybody who doesn't know. Jen used to kiss a poster of Johnny Depp every night before bed.
Oh, it's still up on the wardrobe. He's a fucking fine thing. He's
and it's still on her wardrobe, and it's still something she does at her big age. So
no, I don't do it now. I go in with my son and I tell him to say dada.
Yeah. She's conditioning.
I can't say anything directly off camera. I have a New Kids on the Block poster framed in my living room.
No, actually, I actually want to go back to that because I loved when your man, is it Jordan Knight?
Oh, yeah.
Is he New Kids on the Block?
He is.
I think so.
Do you remember when he did that like breakout song? It was very fucking sexual, very erotic. Give it to you.
Oh, yes! Sure,
baby, you know I can give it to you. I was like, excuse me, sir, you are wearing corduroys.
When he went solo.
You are wearing a shirt with a t-shirt underneath it and you are doing a pathetic dance. You are also Jordan in your late 30s. You're also Jordan Knight. Yeah. Like, it's just the worst. Okay. So what are we thinking? Does it fuck? Does it suck?
Okay, so this falls into... there's a part of me that wants to say it fucks because it's so bad it's good, but I'm going to have to say it sucks solely because I know the person who got it, like, at the time thought it was just, like, the most, like, deep, meaningful, groundbreaking thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah. And the fairy symbolizes my dead grandma. She loved fairies and used to always read me stories of fairies. The lily symbolizes my great aunt-in-law's favorite flower. She died last weekend. Oh, I got the tattoo before, but it symbolizes it posthumously. The tree reminds me of the one that was in my dog sitter's yard that I grew up climbing.
Not the dog sitter.
And the arms spread are at... 10 and 2, which symbolizes my driving teacher who died in a car crash.
Oh my god. Oh,
oh god.
Right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Cool. So backstory on this, I was 17. I wanted a gothic looking fairy and I ended up with a figure in the middle. I went into Stephen's Green with an ex. Stephen's Green is a shit shopping centre in Dublin, by the way. With an ex who said, yeah, that's deadly. So being the dope that I am, I went and I got it done. The tattoo artist, and I use that term lightly, said it would be one of two sessions.
What?
I was like, I wonder why a little fairy would take two sessions. In fairness, I loved it at first because I saw the potential. And then I went back for the second session and it turns out that he had moved country.
What?
And none of the artists in the tattoo shop would touch another artist's work. So I had to go and find an artist that would. It took me 2 years to get around it, and by then my taste and style had considerably changed.
He said
he wouldn't touch the fairy, but would do something around it to make it look better. Japanese style, flowery, girly, kind of looks better, and that's about it.
I was going to say, there's a bonsai tree, isn't it?
I just thought it was... I didn't even cop that part. Well done.
That is a bonsai tree now that you say it.
Now I'm like, oh shit, that's a bonsai tree. And that's it. I'm debating getting a sleeve to make myself feel better, but I don't trust myself and I'm 33 now. She also added in, I mean, look at her hands and the and the poxy tree. It's on my back. So I do forget that I have it half the time, but my boyfriend does giggle whenever he sees it.
Oh, God.
Look, she's got the right strategy. The best way to get, like, cover up a bad tattoo is just get more tattoos.
Add to tattoo. Get more tattoo. I personally love that story.
I love that story. And I do think, like, things have come on. But, like, I mean, it was the most modern day when you were 17 as well. So it could end up shit. But if you do, like... get a sleeve and then had it coming all the way up, that could be something killable.
What, and joining into the fucking bonsai tree? Like, what are we doing?
Covering it up, but you need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, no.
I think she needs to get just that same thing in multiple spots down her
arm. Smaller versions, more of them.
Yes.
And change the blue shading to different colours.
Why did you not just leave the fairy?
Jen, what the... Could you get a cover up on that fairy alone?
Absolutely.
You could, okay, you can cover up anything technically, but like the fairy you could probably cover with like a good sized rose, but now that you have all this stuff around it, you're going to have to like really try to cover it up. Your best bet, honestly, if you really want it to be cooler, is just to do a full like rework. Have like an artist now are less weird about touching other people's work or doing cover ups. And so if you just had somebody go in and like rework that, like redo all the lines, redo the color, make the hands look not like that.
Yeah.
You could probably do a cool tattoo.
I was just thinking there, we could kind of like maybe join some things up to those flowers and like that tree. I don't know. We could work it in. Like, I was always leading back to the fairy, you know?
A few rosary beads.
Yeah. Absolutely. Get Jesus Christ in there somewhere and we are fucking flying it. So onto something a little bit lighter. A little bit lighter and broader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect.
Oh, it's classic. It's classic. I'm just going to describe it to you guys. It is a small star on somebody's wrist, on the inner wrist.
I mean, that it's timeless. It's a classic. It looks about like a small star on someone's wrist should.
Yeah. So this
it's
is
what, like
perfect.
I think. 15 years old.
Wait, does it fuck or suck? First of all.
Oh, it fucks for sure.
Yeah, it fucks. It fucks. It can fuck. Yeah. It can fuck.
It has fucked. It has fucked previously. Yeah, for sure. So I love this story as well. I think we're just going to get like, I mean, what else is there to say? This, I think, also shows how tattoos can kind of blow out. Because I'd say that was less like a fine line, if you will.
Yeah, to begin with.
Age 19, I woke up in Turkey and I had a shower and I could not understand why the stamp wouldn't come off from the night before. My cousin informed me we had such a good night. We decided to get the club stamps tattooed on us while we were eating kebabs in a dingy backstreet place. But then when she saw me bleeding, she started to vomit and she didn't get hers. Oh. So 19 years later, I still have the half finished star on my wrist and possibly all known diseases.
Oh, God.
I love that.
Like, imagine. Oh, what a good night. You know what? We need to do something to make this.
I was going to say, how is the star so perfect? It's hard to do.
What do you mean? It's fucking not. This side is smaller than that.
It's better than the stars I've drawn. That's a good star.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, that's not really a reference point, is it?
I think most people don't really know how to try. All right, I take it back.
I think the tat matches the story.
Yes.
This is why I love our listeners. We always think that they're going to like, they just blow us away every time with their fucking stories. They just know exactly what we're looking for. I love this whole club tattoo stamp situation. This is like the best thing ever. Okay, cool. So, I forget. So next one.
Okay.
We got a big piece. We got a big fucking piece, you guys.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we sure do. How would I describe this, Jen?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm looking
at. I'm trying to pick out what that like bottom part is. I know there's flowers up top, but I'm trying to figure out what the bottom is. It must be like a, like they tried to do a snake maybe.
Is it a swan's neck or is it a saxophone? Or what is it?
Is a very children a lyre. I'm zooming on my phone here.
I don't know what
that is. It looks like a snake wrapped around some, what flowers would they be? They'd be a posy, would they?
A posy.
Is that not a posy, you know?
I don't know what a posy.
I don't know.
Or is it a daisy? I don't know.
Is it a daisy? Is it, what is it?
I'd love to see around the back.
Okay, so it's the whole hip all the way up to under the armpit, I'm going to say. So like basically someone's whole side of their...
See the bird?
Is it a bird?
See the bird. See it.
Where?
There.
No.
Can you see the bird, Hogan?
I can't pick out what anything is.
Kind of towards our back, like...
This is a clear picture.
Three quarters of the way up. It's like a board.
No, it's a very clear picture. The design's just not very clear. No, the picture's not the issue
here.
See the
head on the beak. See the head on the beak.
No, where's the beak? Where are you going?
There's the board there. Look, the head.
So it's a flower bird. No. Yes?
Can you... Because does your cursor can...
No. Yeah, you can see. Don't fuck with this.
No, you can see...
Oh, you can see the cursor on the screen. Yeah. So
yes, I can see the cursor.
So where's the head?
There's the bird. There. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I still can't see
that's
that.
That's a bird.
That's not a virgin.
It's a vulture. It's like, it looks like a vulture.
A vulture with flowers.
Look, if it's a bird to you, it's a bird to me, but I just see a flower.
Okay.
Right. Never mind.
Okay, cool. So it's a big fucking piece. I think this might be freshly done with the...
Oh, yeah, it's still red.
With the fact that it's red, but it doesn't look freshly. It looks kind of navy.
That's what a tattoo looks like after you get it done, because the ink has after been...
Okay, I'm gonna say this has potential with color.
Yes. So my go-to with pieces like this is finish it and we'll talk.
Yeah.
But right off the rip, Okay, I'll go with the pros first. The line work appears to be pretty clean.
Yes, it does.
I don't see anything that's crooked or awkward. This is. This looks like she came in with an idea and the artist was like, hey, maybe let's switch that up a little bit. That may not work exactly how you think it'll work. And then she was like, no, I want it done this way. And he was like, are you sure? And she was like, yes, I'm sure. And he was like, well, you know what? By God, it's your hip, not mine.
We're going to fucking do it. Yeah. Here we go.
I still can't make out what it is on the bottom.
I'm going to say it sucks until...
I would agree with that.
Until it takes the next step.
Like Hogan said,
it needs to go to like third base.
Yeah.
And then it can fuck. But right I'd now agree with it's that. Like first or second. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like we're not taking this any further. Right. Are we ready for the story?
Yeah. Go.
Absolutely.
Go.
Okay. When I was 18, I got my boyfriend's name tattooed on my back while away in Puerto Rico.
This is a cover up.
Where we also got engaged after 5 months.
Wow.
And you know that monkey? The monkey covering the... That emoji. Roll on 6 years and 2 kids later, we split. Okay, so they stayed together for a while. Yeah. Fair dues. We split up. Got with a new guy who was so unhappy having to look at other guy's name all the time. So as my Easter present, and yes, I said Easter present, he booked me in for a tattoo as a cover-up. I mean, fucking red flag brigade. Anyway, got the tattoo outline done. Absolutely delighted. Was to go back 6 weeks later and get it coloured in. Well before the 6 weeks were up, me and the first boyfriend ended up back together.
The one that she had his name on.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. You guys are so fucking wild. I love it. Ended up back together and now we're happily married with 3 kids. 10 years. Yeah. 10 years later, almost. And I've still not gotten it coloured in. The pic is after just one sitting for 4 hours and I got the outline done.
Wow.
It's a story.
She still doesn't fucking tell us what it is. But like,
no, she hasn't told us. She hasn't described any of this fucking tattoo to us. Cool story though, bro.
Your tattoo seems to be as messy as your life.
Yeah.
So
we're up for it.
That was a happy ending though. I hope you get it coloured in and you have a happy ending for your tattoo. Like,
please get it coloured in.
Like, that is such a big cover up. How big was the name? I need a part two, listener. Yeah. I need to know how big was this fucking name.
You need context.
I need context. I need to know
Like, I need a follow-up for this. Mm-hmm. Where was the name? Because we've got a whole...
I also need to know what his name was.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
His name's like Al. Like, just A-L.
His name is current husband here.
Oh, yeah, it is the current husband, isn't it? Because it was the ex who made her get... And then she split... Oh.
Yeah.
tell you now.
I'm sitting here, like, trying to piece together, like, okay, maybe, like, in these lines it says, like, oh, like, Benedict Cumberbatch, like, through there. And that's why it's all over the place, because there's a lot of letters.
Yeah.
Imagine you got the first and second name.
Oh.
Oh.
He would do it now. Oh. Does that happen?
Yes. Does that happen? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The thing in South Carolina is to get, like, their first name and their middle name.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, like Emma Jane.
Yes. And then like you wouldn't get somebody's last name. People get their own last name tattooed instead.
Oh, I do. I have seen that trend specifically with men, specifically down their side, where it's like
McGraw.
Yeah. Do you know, it's like a big fucking huge thing, and like it looks like the family tomb. And I'm kind of
my ex-girlfriend's brother literally has his last name down his side.
I told you. I on fucking
the
told
ribs.
You.
Why on the ribs?
I know. Why pain? I think lads are like, don't mind the pain.
Yeah.
And then they sit down, they're like, I hate my life.
You know? They're stuck there then.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So this
looks familiar.
This does look familiar.
Is this a...
I feel like it's a very... Okay, so what this is like a crown
on
someone's wrist, but it's that kind of crown. It's like the one with the velvet in between and the jewels. If you know what I mean.
It's
got red
British
velvet in between. It's very British. Big fucking...
It's the kind of crown people normally put on lion portraits.
Yes. Perfect description. Big Brit head on it. Absolutely. Not more to say. I'm going to start this off. Mm. I'm going to say it fucks.
Absolutely fucking sucks. It looks like the kind of tattoo...
You're like, no, it sucks.
I know, shit.
It's absolutely the kind of tattoo that like it was like a couple's tattoo. Like she got the like king crown, he got the queen crown, or like vice versa.
Oh my god, that's like I swear that's something that I can imagine people doing.
Yeah, yeah.
For
Yeah, absolutely.
But wrist placement.
I like to imagine the backstory is that one of them got it and the other one backed out, so now only one of them have it.
Yeah, and then it's like, I can't believe you did that to me.
Yeah, it's on the forearm, which is weird.
Yeah, I'd like to know why there. yes. Would everybody like to know why there? Because I'm about to fucking tell you.
Okay.
Steaming drunk on a hen party, I thought it was the stamp from the club when I woke up. The horror.
There's a trend.
Recurring theme.
I was going to say, why do all of you is like, no, but one of them went in and got and like and asked for the club stamp. This one thought it was a club stamp. Starting my laser next week.
Oh, good luck with that.
That should be easily lasered. Not easily lasered off.
Black
obviously
is easier than color, I think, isn't it? Or is that a myth?
No, black's a lot harder to remove. But that being said, it isn't. It's going to look better after like one removal session because it is so like close and packed in. After one session, it'll just kind of look like a birthmark or a bruise or something. You'll barely even be able to tell
after
it's a tattoo.
One session? That is crazy. After one session.
Yeah, so if you want it completely gone, you'll need like two or three sessions. Mm. But because it is so dense and packed in there, it'll just look like discoloration on the skin more than a tattoo.
My friend got a Chinese dragon down her spine.
Oh god.
I'm sorry, that just came flowing out of me. And she does not look like the kind of girl to get a Chinese dragon down her spine. This girl looks like an actual supermodel. Like she is one of the best looking people I've ever seen in my life. And I do have high standards. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But it took her like six sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So with bigger tattoos, there's more room for your eye to kind of recognize the patterns.
Oh.
And so you'll kind of piece together like, okay, it swirls like that. So you can't just go like, oh, it's just a scar. It's just, you know, a birthmark, whatever.
Yeah. You're like, no, that's a fucking Chinese dragon.
Like, yeah, it's just a big freckle. I don't know, man.
It's a fairly identifiable dragon.
Okay, cool. So we'll move on. Next guy, we have this one.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier.
So what we have is what are we going to say? It's the ring finger. Is it the ring finger? We'll say ring finger, kind of like a swirly, and it's Adam is on it. Adam. So what are we thinking here?
that is a great example of why you don't get finger tattoos and think they're going to stay forever. You can get it. Like, if you just want to get fuck across your finger and like you understand it's going to fade and look like that, I'm not going to tell you fucking otherwise.
Yeah.
But if you want it to be like really meaningful, so you know, it's like, oh no, it says Adam. It ain't going to fucking happen.
So does it fuck or does it suck?
Fucking sucks, dude.
Okay. Jen, do you want to tell us about this one?
I feel like this girl probably got this while her and her fellow were living in Greece and they had a fight and she was trying to make up with him. And it's mine. It's my tattoo.
Couples always get tattoos when they're fighting.
I tricked you. It's mine. It's my tattoo.
It's yours.
Oh man.
Luckily, we are still together and we have a son and we are buying a house. So.
But you did get it while you were fighting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why did you do that? Tell us more.
We were fighting all that summer. We were pissed. Like, we were so drunk. Mm-hmm.
And you were like, you know what? I love you.
He got my name tattooed on his wrist, which didn't fade, by the way.
which, by the way, is very there.
It's still very much there. And I almost felt like I had to return the favor. And at this point.
So you went with the finger?
This fight was going on particularly long.
It's a big fight.
It's a big gesture. And we had, so this was, like you were saying, the way you and your friends did the stick and poke. He's a tattoo artist, our friend is. And he stayed in Greece with us that year and he kind of opened up this like little business. But most people went to him when they were drunk. So they got their drunk tattoos off him. And so
he made a business out of that, did he?
He did, yeah. And
cool.
He did that. And it was done twice because it faded already the first time after like 2 weeks.
So he had to do that. You got this twice. You chose to so get painful. This twice yeah, on yeah. your finger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not once.
I will say, you survived the curse. So getting your significant other tattooed, like their name tattooed on you, is like a curse. Like, it's just a sign you're about to break up.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Mad.
So moving on to our next one.
Oh.
Another wrist tat. People love
a wrist tat.
The chokehold that wrist tats have on this country. So this is what Roman numerals.
Yeah.
What Roman numerals are they? Three.
That's three.
Is that three?
That's number three, yeah.
Jen, did you do classical studies? Because I sure as fuck did. And I can't read that.
I work in a company that when you put the grade up, they do Roman numerals for some reason. So.
Oh, very classy. That's a very three. Nice touch.
That's my grade. Grade three.
That's a nice touch. Nice touch. So yeah, with Roman numerals for three on a wrist, what are we thinking?
I don't like it.
Nobody likes it, Hogan. We want to know what you think how this came about.
Yeah, I know. I just have to start there so it's like very clear where I stand.
I just want you guys to know I don't like this.
It's shit. You're saying it's shit.
This listener, I don't like this, okay?
It sucks.
I think that it came about do you guys have fraternities at like colleges or like universities over there?
We have universities, but we don't really have the...
We don't have fraternities. We barely have a bus that works, so...
Yeah. Yeah. But because if I saw that on, like, an American dude, I would immediately think, like, oh, that's a frat. Like, it's like a fraternity tattoo. It's like a college brothers thing. Like no, nah, dude, we own building 3 at the University of Arizona.
For sure.
That was, like, our turf.
For sure. Think male or female?
It's a small wrist. Females? Oh, makes no odds, but I do think it's female.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Female wrist, yeah.
Right. It almost makes me think it's a dead mom tattoo also.
Yeah, there's something about the symbols. You get a bit nervous about the symbols, don't you? You're like, oh, Jesus, what is it?
Yeah. Or, if you look at it that way, it could be a little
could it be
step
like,
ladder.
Is there any astrology sign that could be?
No. Close, but
Carla,
no.
Carla knows,
I would know. I would know. That's probably the one thing that I do believe in. It could be a little ladder.
It could be a step ladder.
If you look at it upside down, if you did a handstand...
Okay, I'm gonna say this. If it's a step, if it's a ladder, I fucking love it. Yeah. That's so stupid.
Yeah, and I would almost, if it's not, I would almost start lying and saying that it is a ladder. It's like a little ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's three, then I got three words for it. That fucking sucks.
I was about to say, okay, so it sucks. Right, so sorry for the shit quality picture. I got this tattoo with my two older siblings when I was 16. They got the number 1 and 2.
Oh!
I haven't spoke to my brother in around 4 years because I can't stand him. for my own reasons. He's also very toxic and manipulative, and I can't even bear to be in the same room as him. When people ask me what it's for, I tell them that it was a drunk tattoo and it has no meaning. Probably better off.
Tell them it's a ladder.
Currently in the process of having it lasered off. I despise him that much. So she despises him, not even the tattoo. She despises the brother so much that she's getting it lasered off.
Shit. So she
I almost herself. Got matching tattoos a while back with an old friend. We were getting matching tattoos. We were homies all through school. And now he's on like a lot of drugs. So I'm really glad I didn't.
Okay. Oh, it's tricky when they do that. Mm-hmm. Look, it's. I think laser will get that off quickly. But I think you should just say it's a ladder.
Yeah, I think a ladder is
agree.
Cool.
I think a ladder is cool.
We had to cut it there because this interview went on for 2 hours.
So, just over 2 hours.
Just
so
over 2 hours.
What we're going to do for you guys
is we're going to put the rest on Patreon.
So if you don't, if you're not already signed up to our Patreon, please do. So for €6 a month, you're going to get an additional 5 episodes. You get 4 episodes that are released every Monday. And then you get an additional episode, which is launched around the first of the month.
Yeah.
And a little bit later.
It's a little roundup of all the pop culture-y things and stuff that happened in the public eye with a special guest. So that's what you get for your €6. Before we go, though.
Yeah.
So we got our... Maybe there wasn't an unpopular opinion of the week in this one because that'll be in Patreon. Because that was fairly close to the end.
That was fairly close to the end.
Sorry, there will be no week. It was Hogan, but it won't be in this one. Anyway, a little bit messy. Have you got your stamper of the week?
I do have my stamper of the week.
Kyla's stamper of the week.
So this week it is a song called Sad Girls Love Money.
Did you?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And it's by Amarie,
not that Amarie. Yeah.
It's A-M-A-A or A-E. And Molly, but it's M-O-L-I-Y.
Okay.
They were being difficult.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like a groovy beat kind of... When you first listen to it, you're like, what is this? And then you're like, oh, get the fuck out of my way.
The link for that will be in the description of the episode.
Sure. So for the rest of our Hogan interview, join us on Patreon.
And we will chat to you next week. Bye.